Yeah, have you guys heard about that baseball team, the Savannah Bananas?
Absolutely, my favorite.
I think their their season just started today. It is hysterical. I saw them on Real Sports. It is, I don't know. It's fun.
They were on Real Sports.
Yeah, Real Sports brought them on, so you know it's legit.
I didn't know that.
Cool, kind of watching them. Yeah. So it's a cool story, learning about them and everything. I would love to go see a game. I think
I'm so down. I mean, Nicole and I have talked about it. It's like you said, it's the Harlem Globetrotters for baseball. I'm all in.
I think the best part is that a fan can catch a foul ball and it counts as an out.
I didn't know that part. I've only seen the little clips of like them dancing on the mound and stuff. Wait, okay. Tell some more.
So if somebody hits a foul ball and goes into the stands, fans are allowed to catch it and it counts as an out.
So that's awesome. So does it pertain to only their fans that catch the ball? Like if it's their fans.
See, I thought about that too. I think it's just any fan catches any ball.
Because if you're going against them.
But yeah, you're right. I thought about that too. Because if a banana is hitting the ball and it's about to be a foul, like fans might try like knock it down so nobody catches it.
No, I feel like if the fan on the other team catches it, then it should be a single or a double.
That can be interesting, like almost like basketball type rules.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the other teams they play are almost like the Washington Generals type teams, like teams that are like designed to be like the Bananas, but like designed to lose to the Banana side. Okay. If you're the Washington Generals, that's the team that the Harlem Globetrotters you should play against.
Mm-hmm.
They play the part of the losing team.
Honestly, MLB should adopt this since they always want to make the game quicker anyways. They
have some interesting rules. The one I like the most is the batter can't leave the batter's box in between pitches. that should be MLB rule. But anyway, like so that's how you know the best Savannah sports team name. Last week, the Vegas Golden Knights announced their new minor league hockey team is going to play in Savannah, and they're going to be the Savannah Ghost Pirates.
That logo.
What's your call?
That logo is so fire. See
it. Let me Google it now.
I'm definitely getting that on a hat. It looks like a minor league team, though.
Minor league baseball. Yeah.
It looks very minor league baseball, but I dig the logo, and I'm all in on getting that on a hat.
The colors too.
It'll definitely be a fun one in my collection. But I think that's a pretty cool name. Savannah's doing something right over there.
I think that's my favorite sports team right now. What are your favorite sports team names?
Like new?
The Jacksonville Jumbo.
Just any.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The minor league team. I think they're the minor league team for the Marlins. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp is such a minor league teams have the best names, especially in baseball.
The Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies, I dig. All right. Just before the Binghamton Mets wasn't cool enough. All right. Binghamton Rumble Ponies, it's fun. They can sell cool merch. It works. Crap. There's a hockey team that I have a hat of, but I can't remember the name.
Fuck me. Savannah has also a baseball team called the Sand Nats. That's wild.
Shit. I can't remember. But if like actual like professional teams, like they're professional well as well, but like the major league teams, not even just baseball. I don't know. Chuck, you have any right now? I'm thinking.
Nah, one of the ones I do like though is a minor league team that plays in El Paso, the El Paso Chihuahuas.
That team I've heard of.
What about The Hartford Yard Goats.
Oh, I want to go to one of their games. Have you ever seen their stuff? They have like one of those like super long beers and one of those like it looks like a
yardstick.
Yardstick one. And they have apparently they have like really good food and stuff. I don't think it's that far of a drive. It's in Connecticut. So
I'm down.
I want to go. Let's see what else we got. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Let's see. The Modesto Nuts. Love it. Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Scottsdale
Community College Fighting Artichokes.
Now we're talking. Now we're having a conversation. Yeah. I'm a big
The Akron Rubber Ducks.
Akron Rubber Ducks. I'm trying to think of like a team that I like the name though.
I don't know.
I feel like hockey has some good names. Like,
I feel like hockey's names are weird.
Like Minnesota Wild, I think is kind of interesting. I feel they would have went something colder, but
they have nice colors.
They do have nice colors, and the Wild sounds like a cool name. They could play Wild Thing when they come out or something. Like, make it a cool. Like, I'm sure they don't do that, but like, if I was in charge, I would have done that.
But sounds like they need to give you a job.
Yeah, Minnesota Wild, shout out.
In the meantime, you have the best job of all, being a co-host of What's the Call podcast. Let's get started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to What's the Call podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Aaron.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Dimitri. What's up, everybody?
What is up? Thank you, Chuck, for bringing us into that. You always bring us the heat to start us off.
Yeah, I feel like that one though needed research done.
Well, I needed like a 5 minute head start.
Prior. Yeah.
All right. It was too cold of a cold open. Got it.
It was great. But I mean, I think it was half assed only because.
To be fair, I had Jacksonville jumbo shrimp ready to go. Just putting it out there. Also, I play Road to the Show in MLB the Show, and that's the only reason why I know some of these minor league teams, because you're the minor league system for a little bit before you get called up, so you get to see the different teams.
I'm sorry, I'm never in the minor league system. As soon as I put my name in, I'm already in the game. So
it's because this is what he does. They give you the option where you go straight there, and you also pick the team you want, and this is what he does because, you know, he's the system. I just wanted to mention something before we start. That's not sports related. I am doing some fundraising right now for Sunrise Day Camp. The Sunrise Walks, Sunrise Walk is happening next month, June 10th in Wheatley Heights, Long Island. I've talked about it before on the pod. It's an amazing place. It's a camp for children with cancer and their siblings, completely free. And only free because they do fundraising like this, where they raise tons of money to get hundreds and thousands of, hundreds/thousands of children and their siblings to get some free camp and get to enjoy being a kid. I know a lot of these children are in hospitals for a tremendous amount of time, and Sunrise Day Camp allows them to socialize and do activities and just feel like a child once again. So it's a great place. The link is in our bio right now on Twitter, on Instagram. The link is there. If you click the link, the first option you'll see, it'll say Sunrise Walks, and it'll say Justin's Happy Place. There was a camper that I had. His name was Justin. Justin Bryant. And he was also a big sports fan. He would have been great on this show, to be honest with you. And due to the brain cancer that he had, he lost his sight, and we honor his legacy. He passed away in 2016, unfortunately. So we have the walk every year to honor him and the fundraising for him. Right now we're halfway to our goal. So if you guys do feel any type of, you know, interest in this, or even if you don't have the money to donate, please share it. Add to your stories, tell other people, anyone who would be, you know, interested in donating to such a great cause. I just want to put that out there before I forgot, because I definitely don't want to forget. So thank you guys for listening. Sorry about cutting us off to start, but Sunrise Walks next month, June 10th, link in bio.
That should have been the cold open.
That should have been a cold open, but it's you know, it's still a thing. I didn't want to end with it, but I didn't know when would be a good time to talk about it. So I'm glad I got a chance to do it. But let's get back into some sports. What do you want to start off with? Any suggestions?
Let's talk basketball. Because as of just now, Golden State Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks to advance to the NBA Finals, where they await the winner of Boston and Miami.
I just want to say, I'm not surprised. I predicted this. I told her.
No, you predicted Miami to be in it too, and I don't know. That might not happen.
Oh, well, I predicted Miami to be in the beginning of the year, but I think I predicted Boston in the beginning of the playoffs. But I also predicted Golden State in the beginning of the year.
You did. You did. I think you got to stay with Miami, though.
I don't know. I'm rooting for Boston, to be honest. I don't like Miami.
How New York of you, rooting for Boston?
Yeah, right.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're a Met fan, you can root for Boston, but
I don't root for Boston unless I'm in Boston.
Why don't you just say you hate Billy Joel too while you're at it?
Yeah, well, man.
Bagels are only okay.
Listen, the Knicks bagels are only okay. The Celtics never held the Knicks back from championships. So,
I mean, I guess when you're right, you're right. But
hey, Boston gave us one championship once in baseball. Talking about that Mets. 86 Mets.
They did. Shout out to the Red Sox. Shout out to Buckner sucking at his defensive position.
Yeah, he wasn't a very good defensive first baseman. He was never known for being a good defensive first baseman anyway. But yeah, so we had Golden State moving on, beat Dallas in 5 games. It was a nice gentleman sweep. And tomorrow we may see the end of the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston's up 3-2 over Miami. I think Miami may take this one. It is in Boston.
Isn't there a couple of players who have COVID right now? Isn't that like I didn't watch the last game because I was busy, but
no, so I heard everybody was playing.
Oh, okay. I heard that there
yeah,
was
I don't like, see anybody have.
Like this is like the day before the game, the last game. I heard that there was like they might have some players might have stayed in Boston because of.
No, everybody was playing that I noticed.
I don't know what's going on. Something's going on.
What do you mean?
What's happening? How's Boston doing this?
Defense. The defense is
Brad Stevens.
But Brad Stevens is just behind. He's the background guy now.
It's the defense, man. You got Marcus Smart. I mean, you got Al Horford, who probably needed to retire 2 years ago. And playing out of his mind right now.
He played 39 minutes last game.
And they got Williams back, who's been effective. It's just I don't know if anybody's going to be Golden State. It's going to be them.
Well, at this point, yeah.
I don't know. Jaylen Brown is playing out of his mind too, so they got like, White. They got what do they call it?
Derek
White. What's that? What's that the guy's name? Gerald? Is it Gerald? What's the guy's name?
Grant.
Yeah, Gerald Grant. Yeah,
Grant. No, Grant Williams. No,
Grant Williams. Grant Williams.
Yeah.
Like Gerald Wallace.
Well, you know they called him. After the last series, they called him Grant Curry.
Oh, because he was in all that threes.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think Boston is hungry. I wouldn't be surprised if they take Golden State to 7 games, or if they beat them. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it's best. I think it's best for business for them to win. I feel like the Heat are gonna come back though. I don't know why I feel that. I have my money on the Heat coming back and then getting destroyed by Golden State. But maybe for matchup wise, like the way that it's been trending, it might be a better matchup if Boston's in the mix. But I'm cool either way. I really don't care for any of these three teams.
Who did you pick in the beginning of the year?
I think I picked a repeat. I think I picked Suns and Bucks, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I picked Heat and Suns. So I'm sticking with the Heat.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Celtics deserve it, I think. They put together a great team through finessing trade picks over the years, hitting the draft the right way. They did all the right things, and you want to see a team like that thrive and win. The Warriors, they did that, and they flourished. They had a couple of championships. I think it's time for them to pass the torch a little bit.
They actually might. Then this might be the year that that happens.
I mean, if Golden State doesn't win this year, I don't know if they'll ever win again.
No, they won't ever win again if they don't win this year. I agree with that. But
at least not with the team that they have now. I don't think so. I mean, everyone's getting older. I'm sure Iguodala will probably retire. Some players just won't be there either. Jordan Poole probably will get a big deal somewhere if they let him walk.
Kumanga?
He's next up. He's next up too. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I think it'd be nice to have a new fresh start. And have either the Celtics or the Heat win, but I'm cool with anybody winning. It really doesn't matter to me, to be honest. I have no favorite players in these three. I mean, Jimmy Butler. I've been riding for Jimmy Butler hard the last couple of years. I don't think he gets enough respect for what he brings to the court and to the table. Like, he plays defense. The only thing that you could knock him for is like his perimeter shooting is all right. It's not crazy, but mid-range, lethal. Get him to the foul line, lethal. Defense, lethal. Leadership. You want to have someone like him on your team. Never got the shine he deserved, but he shit it on Tobias Harris last series, saying that he was over him. Like how? But I appreciate that. After that, though, I don't really care about any of the other guys. Jason Tatum, if they make it to the finals, I think I owe Nicole either a shirt or a jersey because that's her favorite player. So I'm rooting for the Heat right now.
All right. Then we move on to the ice. We got hockey playoffs. Still in action, picking up a little bit. Getting close to the end here. We'll get into the Rangers in a minute, but so far we have Tampa Bay just sweep the Panthers. Wasn't even close that match. I think the Panthers put up a total of 3 goals in those 4 games.
Wow.
And the Panthers were the best team in the regular season. Tampa didn't even really do that about the regular season. I know they're back-to-back champs, but they destroyed Florida. It wasn't even close. So that was a quick sweep. And then we had
which is crazy.
We may have another team move on today. Edmonton tied right now going into the third period against
that second. Yeah, second Edmonton's period, they went crazy. 3-1. Second period, they went crazy. Both sides.
This to me is a great matchup. Two teams close by to each other, have a lot of history. Between them, a lot of hostility between the fans, and really all their matchups have been pretty good so far. I think Edmonton will have the edge against them, but Calgary's making a run for it. Edmonton's up 3-1 right now in the series. The game right now is tied. They may win tonight and move on. We had a little bit of a surprise over in the Colorado St. Louis series. Colorado looked like they were about to wrap it up last night, and St. Louis managed to tie it 4-4, and then they won in overtime. So it's 3-2 in the series. Colorado is up. I believe that they will hold on, and I think they'll win it. Next game is tomorrow, Friday night in St. Louis. Then we move over to the New York series, the Rangers and the Hurricanes. I almost said Panthers. The Carolina Hurricanes. Carolina took the first two at home. Rangers looked real bad in those first two games. They came back to the Garden. Rangers won those next two, looked real good. And then game five is back in Carolina, and Carolina beat them again. So move on to game six in the Garden. I think the Rangers will be the favorites. I think it's going to go game seven in Carolina this weekend.
And then who's going to win?
It's a tough one. Carolina, in the first round, Carolina won every game at home. They did great at home, and they're doing the same thing this series too. They have a great fan base. That place is rocking. It's loud. And they're going to be tough to beat. But if the Rangers want to move on, they're going to have to take a game in Carolina.
They're going to have to.
And they would have to, and they would play the Lightning next, yep. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. So the winner of Rangers, Carolina, will play Tampa Bay. And then we have the West. It's going to be either, whoever wins between Edmonton and Calgary will play the winner of Colorado and St. Louis.
Yeah, Dimitri,
right now it's looking like Edmonton, Colorado.
Dimitri, what are you going to do? Lightning, what happens if it's Lightning versus Rangers? Your two teams, who are you going with?
No, I'll go with the Rangers first. Stay home. But it's going to be rough.
Chuck, is there any series that's like surprised you at this point? I think you said before this round that the Avalanche were probably going to be like this is going to be also an easy matchup for them, but it's looking a little tough. What are your thoughts?
Yes, it is looking a little tough. Well, the one that surprised me the most is probably Tampa and Florida. I figured it was 50-50. Either team could win it, but I wasn't expecting Tampa just to absolutely sweep them and no games would be close. Like I said, Florida only put 3 goals in those 4 games. Like, can't do that in the playoffs. Rangers and Carolina is going pretty much as expected. Edmonton, Calgary. This was another 50-50. I think Edmonton had the slight edge. It looks like they won't get the win.
But were both of these teams, the Flames and the Oilers, were they like, high offense teams this season? Like, were they like ranked high in like offensive proficiency? Because I mean, this series has just been, even like this game we have right now, like the first period, I think it was 1-0. Or 2-0, and then ended up finishing 4-4 going into the third. So it's just this doesn't really happen too often. Or is their defense just not that great on both ends?
I guess there's a few things. Neither of their goalies, in my opinion, are that great. Neither of them are very well known. Jacob Markstrom is the goalie for Calgary, has been much of a factor until the season. Edmonton's goalie is Mike Smith, who's he's got to be at the end of his career. He's 40 years old, just turned 40, actually. I knew he was up there. And was always kind of a fairly mediocre goalie throughout his career. Just ended up in a good spot at the end of his career. Neither of the goalies that great. I'm looking now. Both the offenses were in the above average range, but they weren't the top two offenses. Edmonton probably had the top two offensive players on their team. I'm actually looking up. So Edmonton had two of the top 4 offensive players, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, but that's about it. They don't have much depth behind that. Johnny Gaudreau was the number 2 points leader this season. He is captain of the Flames. But I think it's more so on the goalies. I think a lot of it is just the intensity, between these two teams. I think that's why we're getting some high scoring matchups.
I mean, they're playing tough right now. Got 17 minutes left in the third, and they're just going back and forth. I feel like the Flames need to be on the name the Flames should be used for something else, not a hockey team. Like, I feel like it's such a badass name, and it just seems to be like useless in hockey. It should be like, I don't know. I feel like the Flames sounds like it could be like a minor league team for like somewhere for baseball.
So the
original fire name.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
I know is this where they had it in Boston or Atlanta, right?
And then Atlanta. Yeah. They were originally in Atlanta. They were the Atlanta Flames. They moved to Calgary. They just kept it. It's like, well, it doesn't quite make sense there, but all right. It's
kind honestly, of
like the Utah Jazz.
Like Atlanta Flames, because Atlanta's
like the Utah Jazz, he said. Yeah, it's
like,
true.
Like Atlanta, like Atlanta's hot. Lakers. Like Atlanta's hot. So Atlanta Flames is just a fire. It's like you said, it's a fire name. It's a Flames name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's hotter than Calgary, but
like how hot does Calgary get?
74. 74 degrees.
In central Canada. Degrees. Did you ever see the movie Cool Runnings?
Did I see the movie? Of course.
Yeah. So do you remember the scene where they get off the airport and they walk out in the cold?
Yes.
The first time they get in Canada. That was Calgary. That Olympics that
they were takes at. Place
in was Calgary.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm going to take the, Oilers are going to win. They're up 3-1, like, in the series. I couldn't see a way that they're going to come back. There's a lot of 3-1s in hockey, Chuck? I don't think so, right?
Only the Rangers.
Well, they just did it last series, I mean, they just did it, but 2 in one playoff? I don't know.
Unlikely, but yeah.
I think the Flames are gonna win this game though. I think they're gonna win this game. I mean they're in Calgary and the crowd's ready to erupt right now. I have the sound off obviously because we're recording, but it's been a couple of close calls and they're ready to erupt. I think they're gonna pull off this win here.
Well, the two teams aren't that far apart. They're only a couple hours apart, those two cities.
So they're ready. They're geared up and ready to go. But I'll probably take the Oilers to move on, and the Avalanche to move on. And I'll ride with the Rangers. I think the Rangers will move on too.
And by the way, the hockey playoff commercial is epic because they have they have like the definition of like. Oh, they want it for their country, they want it for their city, they want it for their hometown. It was beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
How they put that.
During the offseason, every player gets one full day with the Stanley Cup. Most guys will bring it back to their hometown.
I feel like that's too much trust.
A lot of things have happened to the trophy over the years.
Like especially because, like, I mean, they're so hyped that Drunken Knights. I don't know. I feel like whoever thought of that was
I wonder how many Bud Lights have been drunken out of the Stanley Cup.
So many.
Bowls of cereal.
Bowls of cereal. That's a good one too. That's so funny. Like Frosted Flakes in the top.
Yo, you just mix a bunch of cereals together. Have like a charcuterie of cereals.
They got the jungle juice. Yeah, they got the jungle juice popping on top of it, just pouring in mad stuff. That's so funny. I mean, honestly, I like that though. It gives everyone, because look, hockey, everyone's playing, right? They have different sets and lines. Like everyone's playing. It's everyone deserves a little piece of it. I'm cool with that actually.
Yeah,
I'm not cool with that. And like, if you're on in football or basketball, you're not playing, then you don't deserve a day to hang out with the trophy. But if you're like, playing, I mean, in hockey, everyone's like they're constantly switching out. So, I'm cool with that. digging that.
Yeah. Well, we had no football going on, but we still got baseball. Baseball season heating up. About a month and a half into the season. We got the Yankees, I think. Are they first place in the AL? Oh, and the whole MLB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yankees. I mean, Aaron Judge, 17 home runs already.
Yeah, he's on a trajectory like this season where he hit 50, 51, 52, whatever that was. He's on a crazy trajectory. But yeah, they have the best record in baseball. But there's some teams that are right there too.
There's a lot of good teams right now. The Brewers doing very well. Dodgers, Padres. I don't think either of those are all that surprising. Houston also have a very good start to the year. Minnesota and the New York Metropolitans.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a couple iffy games the last couple, but I mean, it's what it is. I mean, the Yankees, I'm sure Dimitri will talk about this, but you know, they're again hit by the COVID/injury bug right now. I think Stan just went down.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple players got COVID, I think. And LeMahieu's out. We'll see what happens. Pitching is still outstanding for them right now.
Yeah. They just signed somebody. They just signed Matt Carpenter, I think.
Yeah, they did.
Interesting.
You saw his mustache? It's fucking sick.
He shaved. He's clean shaven now.
But yeah, he left the mustache though.
Oh, he did? I didn't see that part.
Yo, look out. This is a real deal mustache he left on. I mean, you don't see one of these any, you know, nowadays. I hope you guys are Googling it. It's a serious one. Yeah, I'm still surprised with some of these teams. I mean the NL West, I'm not surprised. Everyone looks like it could be a threat. You know, every team has 20 wins in the NL West. The Dodgers 29-14, Padres 28-16, Giants 24-19. Even the Diamondbacks have 23 wins with a bunch of no names. So it's that division's heating up. NL Central, trash. Cardinals and Brewers, only teams that are good. Everyone else trash. NL East, Mets are hot right now. Braves and Phillies keep trading wins and losses, but everyone else is struggling there. Angels are still looking good. Astros, I mean, Astros, you can say whatever you want about, you know, that season. Man, on paper, they still got it. And on field, they still got it. They still got star players. They're still winning these games. Twins, I'm actually surprised that the White Sox aren't playing better. And the Yankees, man. The Yankees. Listen, I'm more surprised with Yankee pitching than I am with hitting. Because the hitting should be coming.
Do you know that the starting pitching broke the record in MLB? The first, I think it was 42 games. The starting pitching and the Yankees having given up more than 5 runs, and that's the longest in MLB history. In the first, I think the streak was like 33 games. So Nestor Cortez, what?
I mean, it's funny. It's just the pitching is always the talk of the town, right? They build the offense up. At least the last
for the Yankees, yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
Last 15 years, hitting has been the priority. And they've won 90 plus games strictly off of hitting. But I never understood why Cashman wasn't like, you know what, let's throw in some good pitching to also get like to over 100 wins and maybe some more series wins. But Cortez doing his thing, Cole. A little wishy-washy, but he's durable. He gives a lot of innings. I know Gil just went out.
Severino. Been doing a decent
Jameson,
job.
Jameson Taillon is looking like a steal so far this year. He was an ace for Pittsburgh before he had his cancer scare. So it's not like he's a thud. He's like a thud. He could play. These guys could play. It's just like, you know, on paper, they don't look like anything spectacular. So people didn't pay attention to them, except for Cole. Once you see Cole, there's a big drop off from the first to second.
Yeah.
But we'll see if they start coming back down to earth. I mean, there's a lot of injuries. It's a long season. Everyone has injuries. The Mets, we have a lot of our guys are currently hurt right now as well. So I think it's just, you know, we lost our catcher, McCann. Scherzer went out last week. DeGrom and Scherzer probably will be back to like July. McCann will probably be back end of June. You know, Miguel is out for a couple weeks too. It's starting to happen. It's baseball, all good things. There will be, you know, conflict. So both the two best teams in baseball right now, the Yankees and the Mets, are both feeling the effects of the long season already. So I knew this was going to happen. It's not going to always be just butterflies and rainbows. It's just
as long as you have those pitchers in the postseason, you'd be. So that's what you want.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm still curious. Like we talked about last week, if there will be any, I don't know, any signings, any trades. I don't know. I think both teams could. Yankees, they lost Chapman too. Chapman's out for a few weeks.
And the bullpen is not looking good for the Yankees too.
Chad Green. They lost Green. You know, this is when the good teams get challenged. So we have to see who sinks and who swims because, you know, there's hungry teams out there and everyone wants to win. So it's. Even though we're already kind of like 2 months into the season, which is fucking crazy.
It flew by, right?
We went from not talking about not having a season to having 2 months in. Like they're gonna start doing all-star voting soon. Mm-hmm. Like it's crazy. And honestly, if the Mets and Yankees both don't have at least five all-stars each, the shit's rigged. Shit's rigged.
You gotta make sure you're voting.
Cause Judge, all star. Cortez, all star. Stanton, I mean, he got hurt now, so now it might slow down a bit, but before the injury, all star. Michael King looking like an all star too. He's pitching amazing too. There's a couple of guys. Mets, I mean, Alonso, all star. Oh, Rizzo slowed down a lot. He was on a crazy pace. And then, you know, obviously no one's keeping up a pace like that. Alonso, all-star. Scherzer would have been an all-star, obviously. Even Cole might still get in for an all-star. Lindor, I think the way he's been playing right now, all-star. Then you got, like, Nimmo. They probably wouldn't give it to him, but he's the on-base king this season, and McNeil's hitting like 315 and doing everything. So there's so many guys. I think by the time All-Stars come around, if we don't have 4 to 5 guys, at least I'm going to be upset. Well, I always vote. So make sure you guys vote, shot callers. I always vote.
Voting is important. I support that. Always support that.
Always support.
All right. So then, should we get a little controversial?
Let's get it.
All right. So we're talking baseball.
Josh Donaldson
made a comment to Tim Anderson. It's an African-American player for the White Sox. Very, very good player. I referred to him as Jackie. Implying, obviously, Jackie Robinson, the most famous African-American player of all time. Anderson took offense to it. His team backed him up. I think Donaldson got suspended for a game for it, right?
Yeah.
And he apologized that he didn't mean it to be that way and all that. I don't think he meant it in a bad way either. But I also can't really blame Anderson for getting offended. So, you know, it is what it is. I think a one-game suspension, but hey, shouldn't have done it. And you know, you kind of just move on from it. What's your call, guys?
I'll go first, D.
Yeah, no, you go ahead.
Well, look, I don't want to, obviously, like you said, Chuck. What do I know? It doesn't affect me. It could affect him differently. But I'm pretty sure he refers, or at least referred to himself in the past as like today's Jackie Robinson. I'm 99% sure.
No, no, yeah, 100%.
Like he has referred to himself as, and
back in 2019.
And I feel like Donaldson was being like snippy about it, like, you know, he was being sarcastic with it, and obviously Anderson didn't like that. So it's tough because this shit happened a while back. Like I don't know if it would really have happened this way. Don't have gotten suspended. But who are we to say if it affected him a certain way? Then it is what it is. MLB only suspended him one game just to show, like, hey, you know, we got your back. I'm cool with that. Everyone takes things differently. So I'm not really too like anything about this. Donaldson does, to me, appear like someone who would be very, like, loud mouth and probably a little blunt about things sometimes too. I'm sure he definitely has that vibe. So I'm sure this isn't the only time. It's part of the game. People talk ish and they go at it, but you know, white guy calling another guy to talk about Jackie Robinson. It looks bad. It looks bad. Even if
it's not a good look.
Even if he did refer to himself, it looks bad. PR standpoint, I mean, Donaldson should have known not to say that, but I'm sure he also said other words when no one else is around. So,
Okay. All right. So,
give it to us. Right.
So, I'm on the fence on this one.
Do it. All slaughter, right. Slaughter him.
So, and the reason why, when I first initially heard it, and I heard his reasoning, I was like, oh, nah, he didn't mean any malintent to it. But then thinking about it, Anderson did refer to himself as Jackie, as a new, this age Jackie Robinson, but that was in 2019. So Donaldson apparently gave himself a pass back in 2019 and called him Jackie Robinson back then. So he's supposed to expect Tim Anderson to remember that from 3 years ago? Like, who does that? You know what I mean? So I feel like Donaldson gave himself the pass to call him Jackie at any moment in time, anytime he came across him. And who's going to remember that? Like, oh, since you called yourself Jackie Robinson, it's okay for me to call you Jackie Robinson. And that's the part I don't like, because it's like, usually that type of demographic is like, oh, okay, well, you call yourself this, so I could call you this too. Because you said it, so now it's okay for me to say it. That's only one part of me that thinks that way. I don't know if he meant it that way, but I feel like, listen, in 2019 he called himself Jackie Robinson. You leave it there, you said it to him that day, it's dead there. Like, you don't keep that going. I don't know.
Also, what does that even mean? Like the type of player that Jackie Robinson was, then sure, a little bit of power, yeah, a little bit of speed, good defense, yeah, sure.
I don't think that's how he meant it, though.
Flames just scored. Big goal. Big goal. Oh, a cross going crazy.
Right through the legs.
6 minutes left. All right, big goal.
Yeah. That huge.
Also, but to be, Tim Anderson is one of my favorite players for real. You know why? The last like 4 years, he's a fantasy god. All right, you pick him up, he does a little bit of everything. Fantasy baseball god. So I've actually followed him on Instagram for many years now because I'm just like, yo, you look out for me, man. You don't even know. Look out for me. You don't even know who I am. So I'm obviously Team Anderson.
Ooh,
and I will say.
Hit the skate.
And I will say I've never drafted Josh Donaldson in fantasy. You know why? Because he doesn't do everything great. So.
Oh, that goal's coming back. He kicked
yeah.
it.
I don't know. We would have to wait yeah. and see.
Nah, that they had the overview.
That guy come back.
They had the overview look.
Oh, let's he see. Definitely kicked it.
I feel like that. It doesn't it have to be intentional though?
Yes, but they're pretty loose on what they consider intentional. Yeah. I think they'll consider intentional.
Yeah, so like I said,
skating, it bounces off your skate, then they'll let it go. But in this one, like even if you just kind of move your foot a little bit to knock it in, they're going to count, say it was intentional.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that could go either way. But yeah, I've been a little torn on the Donaldson situation because of that reason of just like who remembers that much of one person back in the day, like 3 years ago, of them calling themselves Jackie Robinson.
Maybe he didn't, and that's why it was a problem. That's why it was problematic this time.
No, I'm saying as Josh Donaldson, how do you remember that?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, oh wait, remember that he said that about himself?
Yeah. Like, how do you keep that? Like.
Man, you know he saw that shit on Twitter right after the game. I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize this. That's what happened.
This was back in 2018, and he did it back then.
Yeah, so if him saying it now.
Yeah, but like as John Stanislaus, how do you remember? Oh, yo, he called himself Jackie Robinson.
Maybe, I don't call him Jackie Robinson. No, maybe he didn't. Maybe that's the problem. Is that he was just calling
No, but I'm saying
that was 3 years ago. I'm saying now. Maybe
no, but he used that.
He forgot that he did that and was just saying it in like a derogatory way. Now,
just he because as an excuse, he's using it as an excuse. Oh well, he called himself Jackie Robinson in the interview back 2019, and I said it back then.
Yeah, because Twitter found it and posted it. He probably saw it. It was a good way for me to defend myself. There's no way he remembered that. He probably was being derogatory. That's what I'm saying.
Even though like. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he remembered that, it's a certain type of person to even remember something like that about one specific player. It's kind of crazy to me.
Well, I'll tell you, from now on, I'm sure he'll just call him Tim and just call it a day.
Dimitri, I thought the same as you, too. I'm like, did he actually remember this, or did, like, somebody tell him afterwards, and like as like a way to kind of save Donaldson.
For sure, they told him afterwards.
I think he remembered,
bro. He's a Yankee. They was a PR. Of course, they told him. Because as soon as it happened, you know how I found out that he said that at 20. Because everyone was posting about it. That's how I saw. How the hell was I going to remember that? There's no way he remembered that.
I think he remembered it. I honestly do, and I feel like that type of person who is. Remember stuff like that, so like, oh, it's okay for me to say this and push the buttons a little bit. I don't know. Either way,
Dimitri likes to have conspiracies.
Either way, he was wrong. He apologized.
Yeah,
and
one game suspension. Now you move on with your life, just like how they do and everything else in this world. They talk about it for a day, and then they move on like nothing happened.
Until the next shooting. I mean, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Let's not get into that.
All right. Well, speaking of moving on, let's move on to the next two topics. Let's get even hotter. Colin Kaepernick has a workout coming up with the Vegas Raiders. Possible chance to be their backup quarterback. My man hasn't played since 2016, though. Mm. And that year, he was not very good. What do we think? The Raiders give him a shot. They only have backup quarterbacks, to be honest. And they haven't
really been like good par. Wait, don't they have Mariota?
I don't think he's out anymore. He's out.
But also, they just signed Carr to that big extension. I mean...
They did, but for whatever reason, they just have never been sold on him.
Are you sure they're not sold on him now? You see how much money they gave that man?
Well, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, what, 140 for like 3 years? Some crazy nonsense like that. It was an insane amount.
Their current backup quarterbacks, Nick Mullins and Jarrett Stidham. And they signed Chase Garbers, rookie out of California, to a undrafted free agent deal.
I mean, I don't think Derek Carr is, I mean, knock on wood, but I don't think he's really been like an injury guy.
He had an injury for like, I think, a year or two. Then put him out for the year. 1 year.
I don't know about that.
Sorry. Kaepernick's workout was earlier today. My bad. I thought it was coming up, but now it's earlier.
I feel like no one has more workouts than Colin Kaepernick. If they didn't see it in last year's workout of the year before, also, he has missed only one game in 2016 and one in 2017. He's played every game and started every game. All right. So I honestly, you know, I feel nothing towards Colin Kaepernick in today's climate, like in how the NFL is now. Yeah, he's a guy who throws. He was a guy who ran, and he's part of that like emergence of everyone wanting a quarterback that runs and throws. But his time is past. Like, I shout out for him for still fighting for your what you want, your dream. I support that. But like, you know, XFL is right around the corner. Gear up for that. They could use guys like him in there. I'm being serious. Like, they could use someone like him who's also a big name that'll bring eyeballs on it. Because imagine if when he hasn't played in years, he comes in and plays for the Guardians or whatever. People are going to watch that game, at least the first couple games. And then if he plays like crap, they'll trash him because that's how we do. And that's ESPN and sports media. Bro has a workout every single year. They do this every year. They're like, oh, teams are interested. Teams are interested. Everyone's always interested.
This is the first workout, though, with an NFL team. He's hosted his own workouts where I think
Tim Tebow worked out with the Jaguars last year to play tight end, and he was cut immediately. I mean, I don't understand. This isn't like it was like a 2 year thing. He's coming back from injury and has something to prove. No. They gave him his shot. Stuff happened outside of football. They gave up on him. 6 years later, we're now here. Bro, that's a long gap to not play at a pro level. Like, I don't know. And I have a lot of thoughts on Colin Kaepernick, but I commend him for keeping on trying. Like, I'm cool with it. Maybe somebody will sign him and he'll get his shot. I mean, he deserves a shot. He never really got a full go at it. But I think the XFL might be a better option just for right now. And he'll get full playing time, most likely, if he went that route. He wouldn't get like a backup to play maybe fourth quarter garbage minutes to protect or a third down run. He might actually get a chance to play. I don't know.
I think. Do you guys think this might be a publicity stunt for the Raiders after the Gruden incident?
Are you saying Mark Davis, son of Al Davis, would do something for publicity? No. Come on. The Davis family do something for publicity? No.
It's just funny. Like, they had the whole Gruden controversy, and now they're the only team or the first team to work out with Colin Kaepernick, who's been at this kind of fight for a while.
You know what, to the Raiders' credit, mostly Al Davis, but Mark Davis as well, they were the first team to hire a black head coach, first team to hire a female chief executive, first team to draft a black quarterback, second team to hire a Hispanic head coach. And do you guys remember what school Kaepernick went to?
College. Miami?
Nope. He went to University of Nevada. They were the only school to give him a scholarship offer. And Nevada is calling him again. The only team calling him for a pro workout.
It's so crazy that we're in a world where the amount of trust we have and just things being done for like just because like they feel like it fits, it's always an agenda, right? Mm-hmm. We always view it as an agenda. Yeah. And it's such a shitty way of thinking, but like everything is a conspiracy theory. Nothing could just be like, we can never just trust someone because we've been wronged in the past. So I don't know. I still need that John Gruden thing to come out. Like, I need to see what the emails were and who else was involved and who responded and CC'd this person. I need to see
who put the LOL.
I need to see who was BCC'd that caused all of this. I need to see.
Nah, you don't. I mean, if they didn't respond to it,
I need to see, because there's many terrible people, I'm sure, that still have all these jobs and they're covering up. But this just, it's terrible that we think this way, that we would even be like, oh, maybe the Raiders have an agenda and they don't just want him for his services. Like I said, he was one of the first, not one of the first, but like he was like one of the beginning parts of the last like 10 years of like the, all right, every team needs someone who can run at a decent speed and throw the ball. Every quarterback you look at now, they all could at least, they all got wheels. They all could run. They could all do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. He was one of those guys that started that wave and then never got a chance to really shine in that wave. They let go of him. They move on. And I'm going to move on from him at this moment. We need to talk about other things. What else we got? We got Deshaun Watson to talk about too.
What did he do?
Someone who's,
let's close it out.
Someone who's an actual scumbag. Right, Chuck, you want to go in?
Yeah. Part of my research for this episode, I watched Go Real Sports, my boy Brian Gumbel. And in addition to the story I mentioned earlier about the Savannah Bananas, which is more of a lighthearted story, they also did a story on Deshaun Watson. Oof, that was brutal. They talked to two of his alleged victims, and they talked to the attorney representing those two and the other 20 women accusing Deshaun Watson. And then at the very end, they got Deshaun Watson's lawyer on. And, oh, got awkward. So Deshaun Watson currently has 22 massage therapists accusing him of inappropriate sexual behavior and sexual harassment. He's denying everything, saying he's never harassed women, never abused them, never mistreated them. And he was basically shunned from the NFL for about a year. NFL says they did their investigations. Two grand juries did decline to formally charge him with anything, but I think there is one case still open. So he may still have some legal troubles. And he got traded from the Texans. They didn't want to deal with the headache, moved him on to Cleveland, who gave him 5 years, $230 million.
Stupid contract.
Yo, can we just say, if you're suspended from one team, you should not be allowed to sign to another team.
Like, how often does that happen?
A lot. It
happens all the time.
Every year.
You know, somebody does something, the team is like almost forced to release them, you know, from peer pressure. And then somebody else just picks him up the next week. Well, it was a Kareem Hunt that happened with Cleveland. Cleveland's like the Siberia of the NFL.
Well, they're not the only. Well, yeah, they were the last ones that did it. Yeah, I remember. It's crazy. They should not be allowed to sign somebody. Yeah. It's just insane.
Watson's obviously denying everything. His lawyer's denying everything. I think whoever owns the Browns, I don't know who they are, basically said something like, "Oh, we did our investigations. We did our background checks. You know, we think he's fine." Blah blah blah. And then they cut to interviews with his accusers and their lawyer, and they're like, "No." They never asked us. They never called us. Like, they didn't do any background checks. It's just bullshit. They just wanted him and ignored everything else.
Yo, 22 is such a it's such a hard number to like deny, right? Like,
That's how I think about it.
Look, I would never victim blame. If it was one person, I'm gonna see it through and through the end. All the evidence comes out. Like, that's just how I am. I would never do that. But 22 is like, bro, like, either you did it,
you did something,
or you blacked out in a Norman Bates style and just was like a different person. Like, either way, you did it. Like, there's, I don't know how could 22 different massage therapists, first of all, how many damn massage therapists got it in Houston? That's a lot. 22 different ones.
Also,
I'm sure some of them are at the same like location, but
I think there was more than 22 though. I think there was like 40 something.
Oh, I'm sure there were more than 22. Only 22 have come public and signed on to this lawsuit. But yeah, of course. But he was getting massages at least twice a week, they were saying. So there could have been upwards of 100 a year.
Twice a week.
Bro. And also, you're on a professional football team. Don't these football teams, didn't the Houston Texans have their own physical therapist and massage therapist? Why was he going to outside girls?
Especially when you're like the star.
Finding them on social media. Yeah.
Bro.
Maybe they weren't doing what he needed them to do.
Well, clearly not.
I
never will understand how people in the public eye like this are just like so like nonchalant about their behavior. It's like, screw it. What's gonna happen? That is crazy. It's crazy that he has a job with crazy amount of money. And I'm not going to defend this guy or whatever, because I don't fully know this either. Trevor Bauer gets suspended for essentially 2 years for something with one person that he's already confirmed that he did. It's just a matter of like how much, you know, how much rough play was happening. But like, they consented to having sex. It was just a matter of what was happening during, basically. And he was suspended for like 3 years, because he pretty much missed all of last year. He only played like the first like 3 months. And Watson was 1 year, came back and was welcomed with open arms with tons of money. And probably after like the first
guarantee.
Like after like the first like 2 weeks of playing, people are gonna stop asking about it. After there's more evidence that comes out, people are just gonna forget, because watch him play great. Like, oh, Cleveland's winning, and they're gonna forget. They're gonna just move on, because that's just unfortunately how it goes. Shit makes no sense. How one person is.
I mean, listen.
22, only 22 confirmed. We don't even know fucking else. And how many goddamn massage parlors are there in Houston?
Yeah. I mean, if
that's Robert Kraft.
Oh,
I don't know what's going with it. That was good though. Yeah. I was trying to get there. You just like punched a hole through the wall. That was good. Yeah, so I don't know. Just know, like, if you're in the NFL, if anybody from the NFL is listening to this right now, just know if you fuck up, you can still play for Cleveland.
But we will call you out.
No matter what you do, you can still play for
me. We will call you out.
But we will call you out.
Yeah, we have no regard for you. We will call you out.
Guys, I guess we'll close out. Slightly positive note. This weekend, we have probably the biggest soccer game of the year going on. The Champions League finals. Saturday, we have Liverpool and Real Madrid. And where's this game?
It is Real Madrid.
What are your bets? Who are you thinking? Who are you taking?
I'm going to go with
Madrid.
I'm going with Liverpool.
Oh, shit. Sounds like sounds like you want to bet money.
I'll go with Madrid as well.
I'm going to go with Liverpool.
Already won two titles this year.
I'm going $5 on Liverpool right now. Who won it?
I'll take it.
Yeah. Also, why is it Real Madrid? Everyone knows it's Real Madrid, all right? Who are they fooling? Who are they fooling? It's Real Madrid, not Real. It's real.
The fake Madrid.
I think it has an asterisk over the E.
I know. I'm just messing.
Yeah. And another note, today marks the almost, hold on, let me think, 30th anniversary of the Carlos Martinez, Jose Canseco home run, where Carlos Martinez hit the ball to right field. Jose Canseco was playing it. It hits off of Jose Canseco's head and goes and hits a home run. So about 29 years to this day. Exactly. So
moment.
Good moment in Jose Canseco's career. Sure he wrote that. I'm sure he wrote that in his one of his books that he had.
You know,
many things in his books.
Yeah, you know how much steroids he had to have taken for his head to be that, like, you know, just bouncy off. Like, his head was huge. I just popped off and scored.
Yeah, and not get hurt.
I'm sure he had a bump. I'm sure.
No, but, I'm just saying I would have been on the floor. He just,
immediately you would have had concussion.
Yeah. But, 29 years ago today. So, thank you guys. Thank everybody for listening. Appreciate everybody. You heard our call. What's yours?